You are listening to episode 39 of the Soulful Podcast, allowing myself to pause with Martine Williams. Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort, no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning into the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I have had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Martine Williams is a multi-passionate entrepreneur and life coach. She was one of the first five to promote to the top level of leadership with 31 gifts and accomplished that within her first 4 years. She leads, trains, and supports a multi-million dollar organization consisting of over 15,000 women, all while being a wife and mom. Martine is also the course creator of Choose You, which helps female entrepreneurs to create success from the inside out so that they can grow a successful business without losing themselves in the process. As a national speaker and coach, Martine has inspired thousands of women to prioritize what matters most, own their journey and perspective, and to strive for progress, not perfection. She has made it her life's mission to encourage women to know their value and worth and to believe in them always. Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I'm so glad you're joining us today, and I'm really excited because I have my friend Martine Williams on the show. Welcome to the show, Martine.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be on here today.
I'm so glad you're with us. You're going to really support the listeners with your experience, strength, and hope. So I have a couple of questions, as you guys know, that I always ask our guests. And the first one I'm going to ask is, what's your go-to boost your spirits song?
Oh my goodness, that is such a loaded question because music is like my thing. Like it is the way like I reboot everything and I have a whole playlist of songs. It just really depends on the day, but a good car jam session, like I will drive around and around just if I'm hearing a song that I really love.
Yeah.
keep driving until the song is over because I don't want it to end. But I love 90s hip hop. So anything in that genre.
Me too. That's incredible. Well, and I find it interesting. Every guest I've had is the same response. It's like, it's not just one, Megan.
Like, no,
there's
it's
so
not.
Many to choose from. Not.
Yes. Yes.
That's so funny. And 90s hip hop is definitely like, I'll put that on for my daughter and we'll jam out. And she looks at me like, what is this, mom? I'm like, this is my jams.
I know. I actually just did a puzzle. It's the 90s puzzle, and I had all the things that happened in the 90s, and like Tupac was on there, and like yeah. Beavis and Butthead, and my kids are like, who are these people?
That's awesome.
Like, this is some education for you. For homeschooling yeah. right now, this is some education for you.
That's incredible, and I'm so glad that you're still homeschooling. I think that's really important at this time. What is your favorite childhood memory?
I would say my grandmother and I, they lived in West Virginia, but they were like snowbirds, what they call them here in Myrtle Beach. And so yeah. they would come 6 months, you know, out of the year and stay, or 3 to 6 months. And we would always kick a can down to the beach and then go look for shark's teeth. And so we would find a can, you know, a little aluminum can, and then she would kick it and I would kick it, and we would go all the way down to the beach with it and then look for shark's teeth, which is one of my favorite things to do even today. Mm-hmm. It's just really frees up my mind, and then kick it back, and then we would hide it in the woods, and then the next day we'd hope that it would still be there, and we'd go pick the same can up until it just was no longer able to be kicked.
That's really incredible. I love that. Now, as you're asking, saying that, I want to ask, have you found a lot of shark's teeth in your life?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's really interesting because my vision is horrible without my contacts. Like, I wouldn't be able to see the screen in front of me without contacts. But I can find the tiniest shark's tooth on the beach in the soft sand. So it's just, which always, I use that as an analogy that, you know, you will find what you're looking for. So mm-hmm. someone who has horrible vision like me, I'm specifically looking for that shark's tooth. And so I find it. And even mm-hmm. people who have, like my husband has 20/20 vision without contacts or glasses, yeah. and he has a hard time finding shark's teeth. So, but you do find what you're looking for.
I love that analogy. And it's so true. If you're focused, you will find it when you're looking. That's awesome. See, where I live in Ontario, we don't have any oceans nearby, right? So there's no shark's teeth. So there's lots of lakes, but there's, yeah. so that's why I was like, have you actually found a bunch of them? So that's really interesting.
Yeah. And when we walk down the beach, I can always see, like, you know, visitors, in the beach and like, I always stop to show the kids, you know, those, and a lot of times I'll just give them to them just because they're so enamored by, you know, is that a real shark's tooth? I'm like, yeah, it is. It is. Someone did just come and spread them out all over the beach. Like, they literally came from the ocean, you know, from the shark. So yeah.
That's incredible.
Cool. Yeah.
Who inspires you the most?
That's another loaded question. I follow a lot of amazing people and entrepreneurs, thought leaders. So to narrow it down to one is really difficult, but I've had so many mentors in my life, I would say, that have spoken to me in different seasons of my life. Mm-hmm. And so to name just one, I mean, like, you know, of course my mom and my dad, they, you know, taught me how to be, loving to others, but they also taught me the value of hard work and work mm-hmm. ethic. And I believe that that has served me really well in business, but also in my family life and teaching my kids the same thing. So, but then there are people outside of my family who have really inspired me and spoken truth into my life when I needed it at that time. So I think we should always be in a place where we're mentoring someone else and someone should be mentoring us as well. Mm. Because if you're a pour outer, which I am, you have to make sure you're replenishing that and having someone kind of pour into you. So
thank you for sharing that. That's so important, right? Like so many people are really rising up right now as givers and healers and mentors, which is incredible and amazing and so needed right now. But I was just having a friend with a conversation before we hopped on here about how you also have to pour into yourself and get what you need, right? And so thank you. That's such an important thing to remember.
It is.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
You know, someone asked me that the other day, or they were asking it on Instagram, like, if money wasn't a factor, what would you be doing today? And I would be doing the same thing that I'm doing today. I just really feel like, you know, I am an encourager. That is my superpower, is inspiring and encouraging other people, specifically women. And so I would love to continue coaching like I'm doing now. I would love to continue to provide a safe place for people to kind of share their struggles and be willing to, invest in making sure they're making themselves a priority. You know, that's a huge message that is needed today mm-hmm. because we're in a society where it's go, go, go and pour out, pour out, pour out. But, you know, as women specifically, we don't do a really great job of pouring that back in. So mm-hmm. I would be doing the same thing today. I used to, when I was a little girl, my dream was to be a backup dancer for Janet Jackson or Paula Abdul. So things have changed. And I did a commencement speech last year for our local high school. And I told them, I said, you know, people are probably already asking you, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, and it's going to change probably. Some of you may know for sure. And some of you may not know yet. And that's okay. Just, you know, be open and willing to, you know, wherever it leads. But yeah, that's always a fun fact I share with people, is that's what I wanted to be when I grew up.
That's an awesome, we have such big dreams when we're little, right? And there's no barriers.
No, none.
It's so nice in the work that both you and I do. We help people have big dreams and go after them, right?
Yeah.
Like that there's really no limitations except for the ones we put on ourselves.
Correct.
And I love that you're doing something you're so passionate about now and absolutely amazing at, from what I've seen watching you and following you and stuff. So thank you for that. What does it mean to you to live a soulful life?
To me, that means really paying attention to what your mind, body, and soul is telling you that it needs in the moment. And I really believe that life, and I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older, but life is too short to not be in a place and doing the things that bring you joy. Mm-hmm. And being around the people that bring you joy and really paying attention to what matters most to you. So a soulful life for me is doing what matters most to me, what matters most to my family, and not comparing myself to what someone else's soulful life looks like, because that's where we get in that trap. And that's where we start going in a downward spiral, is when we're looking what everybody else is doing. So for me, it's just what matters most to me and my family. And if I can stay on track and course with that, that's living my soulful life.
Thank you. And I'm so glad you said that about the comparison, right? Because that takes us so far off track. And each person has their own definition and their own belief system that will give them their soulful life, where they're living a great life and they're having a good time. And it's when, exactly like you said, when we start looking at what somebody else is doing over here and try to live under their values and beliefs, mm-hmm. then we get off the beam of what our soul really needs us to do or wants us to do. So thank you. That's an amazing answer.
Thanks.
At this time, with what's going on in the world, I'm going to ask you, what are you doing with regards to COVID-19? How are you and your family staying occupied, doing things, and what are you doing for your community at this time?
So it is a challenging time, and I think it's really important to again know what matters most to you and to your family, and not compare what other people, because some people are complete lockdown, right? And that's what they feel like they need to do, or their particular area is being told to be put under lockdown. Others are still on the front lines in the healthcare industry and out there working. So I think, again, we can't compare how I'm coping to how maybe you may be coping with it. I did not sign up to be a homeschooling mom, but I am now a homeschooling mom. Right. And so that has been, you know, kind of a challenge, and really for everybody, for the teachers, for my kids, and, you know, for administration, like everybody. So, mm-hmm. you know, grace upon grace upon grace has been my key word throughout all of this. Like, the teachers need grace. I need grace. My kids need grace, because it's all new and it's something we've never been through before. Yeah. So as a family, you know, we are trying to make the most of the time, because the number one thing I hear from people on why they don't make themselves a priority, or why they don't take care of their physical bodies, or, you know, take care of their relationships, is time, right? Yeah. And we've been given that. And so we've been given this time, and more time doesn't always mean we're going to be more productive in those areas. So we have to still have that intentionality of not allowing the kids to stay on their electronics the whole time. You know, I mean, I'm thankful for those, because it's still giving them some social interaction with their friends, but using this time to play some games with them, to have some really good conversations, and be dreaming about, okay, where do you want to go when all this is over? You know, where's the first place you want to go? And just realizing that we're a team together. I interviewed a lady yesterday who was talking about, you know, making sure you're all on one team. And as a team, you know, I told her, I said, I'm going to set three things as a team. We are, we do, and we believe. Those are the three things I want us as a family to decide on through this time, so that there's no, like, you know, we are all together in unity on that, because we don't know what's going to happen and, you know, when it's going to end. And I think we're going to have ramifications for a long time from now, you know, and things we can't see right now. But I can't worry about that, because then that causes a lot of other issues. So I'm just trying to take it day to day. As far as our community, I'm trying to support local businesses that are open. I own a local, you know, a small business. My husband has a small business that's still open. And so I think it's really important that as much as we can still support those small businesses. And I'm actually putting together something to kind of give back to the healthcare workers and the teachers. So giving people an opportunity to purchase, you know, a little Hello Happy box that has some just fun gift little giftable items in there for our nurses. You know, they are on the front lines, and our healthcare workers are on the front lines and doing amazing. So any way I can send them something happy, you know, at their door, that's not a bill right now. I think it's just my way of being able to give back.
That's incredible. Just thank you for sharing that answer. Everything you said was so amazing with regards to your family. And then I think you're right. It's so important to really giving thanks doesn't even say the gratitude and the depth of gratitude I have for everyone on the front lines right now, because they are putting themselves out there in ways that I don't think even everyone can possibly fathom.
Yeah.
In my previous life before this business, I was a nurse, right? So I've had a couple of my friends I've had conversations with, and it's terrifying for them, but their heart is in it, right? So I love that you're creating those boxes. I'll definitely, when you have that ready to go, I will share that in my community, because I think it's so important. I was on a call yesterday with some of my friends, one of them's in Spain, and it was 8 o'clock there. And she's like, well, it was 5:02. She's like, I have to go out on the balcony, 'cause they're all cheering for the nurses at 8 o'clock.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Like but it's important that we acknowledge that. I personally feel they should all, not just the nurses, anyone that's having to work at this time should be getting hazard pay.
Yeah.
Like if they have to work in the community and be out in it, but I digress. I'm not in government, so I don't get to make those decisions. Right.
But we can all do our part, and we can text those nurses that we know and the doctors that we know and just say, thank you. You know, like, I don't know all that you're going through. I don't know all that you're doing, but I just want you to know that I'm thinking of you and praying for you, and just thank you for showing up, you know, because I'm sure it's so, I mean, I can't even imagine really all the emotions that they're going through. So yeah, we can all do our part in a simple text message, a simple note in the mailbox, you know, have your kids write notes, you know, just to the people that you know. We all know somebody who's in healthcare that we could be sending out a note to.
Definitely. And those notes go so far, right? It just touches their heart and gives them that boost to keep going when it feels like they can't. And actually, just another point, I had to see my chiropractor the other day. I had a rib out that was affecting my breathing. It was really bad. And he and I were talking after, and I don't know about general physicians and things like that, but the chiropractor, their board of directors college has advised them to not see more than 6 patients a day, and which is good. And he completely stands behind that. But in the same sense, he still has bills to pay at the business and then he's got his family to support. So it's like, we don't realize that it is having an impact on their income as well. Right. Those little notes go a long way when they're like stressed as we are about how am I going to make ends meet? And so.
Well, because we don't do those little notes anymore. You know, everything is so digitized. So to actually receive a handwritten note in the mailbox, you know, is just, it'll go a long way.
That's powerful. I hope everyone takes that advice and writes at least one of them, because the more positive, what I'm finding, the more positivity we share in the world, the better things seem to feel and be, and it just seems to go really well. So,
and no matter what we're going through, I mean, I was at a conference years ago, and the guy said, if you can't think of 5 people to send a note of thanks to every single week, there's something wrong, you know? And so this is something we can continue to do, no matter what's going on. Just who are 5 people you can say thank you that you're grateful for, or just send them some encouragement.
I love that. That's actually a great practice to take on. Send 5 people a positive, uplifting note every week. That'll benefit your soul. It'll benefit theirs. Thank you.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
Yeah, that's amazing. So at this time, I'm going to ask you to share with us a dark night of the soul, or a really emotional experience that you've been through, and kind of how you grew to the other side of it.
So the timing of this is really interesting, because I actually just went through one about 3 weeks ago. So it's very fresh. And I mean, as an entrepreneur, I've had many valley moments, you know. I mean, I tell my team and the people that I lead that have their own businesses. I'm like, you know, we don't really own businesses. We own roller coasters, and they're up and they're down and they're all around. And sometimes you feel like you're upside down stuck. And so you know, but the, how you respond to those upside down moments is determines this, the joy that you can still have on the journey. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's normal. But I would say about 3 weeks ago, it just kind of came out of nowhere. I woke up on a Monday morning, you know, ready to go into the office and work. And I was just physically exhausted. And I was like, okay, so I'm just tired today. I had gone to Utah to visit some friends. I was kind of on that jet lag thing too. And so I was like, I'll just rest today. I'll try to work as much as I can, but I'm not going to put a lot of pressure on myself to do some work. So that was Monday. Mm-hmm. And then Tuesday, it got worse, and found myself laying on the couch, just crying about anything and everything, which I'm not a big crier. I'm an emotional person, but I don't, you know, it takes a lot to get me right. emotional. And then Wednesday was the same way. And I'm the type of person, when my husband comes home, I'm probably still down in my office working, because I need more to count. I need more accountability to stop working than I do get to work. Like, I love what I do. And so I need someone to tell me to put the pause button or press the stop button. Right. So I've just always been that way. And so he was coming home, and every day I'm just sitting on the couch or laying on the couch. So, mm-hmm. you know, without me even having to say anything, he knew something was going on, but I really couldn't pinpoint what was happening or why it was happening. And by the end of the week, I was in a full blown anxiety attack. Wow. I hadn't had an anxiety attack in years. It's not something that I struggle with on a daily basis or a weekly basis. So it was just all different and weird, and I just couldn't figure out where it was coming. There was nothing specific that triggered it. And so, you know, I really just started to do some just self-inventory and figuring mm-hmm. out, okay, is it just a combination? Because there had been previously many things back to back, you know, some changes in the business that are going to impact our finances. This is all before the whole crisis that we're in right now. Right. So it wasn't related to that at all. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, some things my friends have been going through that I've been helping them through, and, you know, marriage stuff and friend stuff. And so I think it really was just everything kind of came to a head. And even though each thing that was happening, I really felt like I was dealing with it. I mean, here I am, someone who teaches people on how to make sure you're making yourself a priority and making sure you're taking care of yourself. I had just gotten through with launching my Choose You program and taking people through a 5-day reverse the burnout challenge, like all of the things. And that actually gives me life. Like, I love being in that space where I'm helping other people. So it just, I was like, okay, how am I able to do this? But now I'm in the middle of one. You know, I just right. taught everybody how not to, and now I'm in the middle of one. And it reminded me that none of us are exempt from it. And mm-hmm. even though you can be doing the best things for yourself, there are going to be times where it just happens. Yeah. And so I really felt like I was put through that so that I could learn and teach people, like, even when you get in the midst of one, how do you come out of one? How do you survive one? How do you come out on the other side? And so it was a long week, I will say that. And I really just rested. So, okay. you know, how I came out on the other side is I really, really rested, not fake rested. Those of yep. us who are driven people, we know how to fake rest. And that yes. doesn't do anything but make you real tired. So, mm-hmm. you know, really just listening to what I needed to do that day. If I wanted to go into the office and do a hour or two of work, then I would. But if I didn't feel like I needed to or could, then I didn't. You know, I would read a book, listen to podcasts, or do nothing, literally just sit there and do nothing. And so I really used that time to listen to what my body and my mind and my soul were telling me to do. I'm a woman of faith, and so I definitely spent time in prayer and devotion. Mm-hmm. And surrounding myself with the right people. I think for someone who is always the strong person or feels like she has to be the strong person, not because people are putting that pressure on me, I put it on myself to be mm-hmm. that person, because I'm the encourager, right? I'm the one who likes to inspire people. So what I learned in that moment was it's okay to not be that strong person, you know, and it's okay to just feel weak and cry and yeah. to feel the feelings, because they're real, and it's okay to do that. Yeah. I think when we find ourselves, at least for me, when I find myself in that position, it's like, who can I talk to that's not going to be affected by my freak out, you know,
right.
or my valley moment? Because if I'm talking to my husband about it, then I'm worried subconsciously. I'm worried that I'm going to worry him. Right?
Right.
If I talk to my business peer about it and it's a business related issue, which part of it was, then I'm worried I'm going to put undue stress on her.
Right.
And so I realized that I had to have someone who wasn't really going to be impacted by my dumping of my stress on them. And that's really important to have. So I surrounded myself with a few key people that I could just unload and just not be the strong one. And so I, God really showed me in that moment, like, you, it's okay to just let go and just feel the emotions that you're feeling. So I don't think in the previous weeks, even though I felt like I was handling it well and I was still exercising, I was still, doing devotions or doing, bringing positive in, yeah. I didn't do a really great job of handling my emotions and dealing with my emotions in each of those situations. I just kind of pushed them under because I'm like, oh, I just need to be the strong one. You know, I'm the one who helped everybody else through their things. So I just need to be the strong one. And so I really, my eyes were just open to, it's okay. I can still allow myself to feel what is really happening here. And especially with what's going on right now, like people, it's an anxious time.
Yeah.
And so Susie that I interviewed yesterday, she was like, you know, feelings just are, period. Mm-hmm. Like your feelings just are, and you just need to allow yourself to define what the feelings are. So I went through a whole period of that during that time. And getting outside, vitamin D, like I really needed to make sure I was getting outside and getting some of that vitamin D too. And I had my hormones tested. I mean, I was just trying to figure out where in the world it was coming from.
Yeah.
I'm a figure outer. And so I wanted to know, like, where is this coming from? And it wasn't just one thing. And so I think that's my message to those who may be listening and are in that moment. Like, it's probably not just one thing. Yeah. It's probably a combination of things. And even though you may have felt like you've been dealing with each one, take the time to pause, because it's just going to continue to build and build and build. So just pause, feel what you're feeling in the moment. Allow yourself to cry. If you need to sit on the couch and cry all day, allow yourself to do that. It's so therapeutic to do it. Have someone that you can talk to if you need to go to therapy. That was my next step. Honestly, like the next week, if I wasn't better, I'm like, I just probably just need to go talk to somebody that doesn't know a single thing about what's going on, you know, and I can just kind of have an objective voice. And I started to feel better. So, I mean, I'm still open to it, but I started to feel better. So I kind of put that on the back burner, but it's hard when you're in the middle of it. But you can get through it if you don't fight it. You know, I find the more I fight it, the worse it gets. And so I just have to ride it out. You know, what's the lesson for me in this? What am I learning? What is being made possible because of this? And what can I learn so that I can help someone else through it? That's my default when I'm going through hard times is let's go ahead and learn this lesson quickly, hopefully. Because I don't want to stay here very long, but what's the lesson on the other side that I can help somebody else with?
I appreciate you being so vulnerable with us. Like, because especially when we think we have to be the strong one all the time, it can be hard to share that I'm struggling right now.
Yeah.
And especially when we're like those go get them personalities, not only is it hard to share that we're struggling, but it's hard to share that we're struggling and we don't know why. Right.
Yeah.
Cause like a lot of times when we struggle, we know that we missed a step somewhere along the way and that's what's put us in this, but like to have to sit in that unknowing and that uncertainty, which like you said, we're in that time frame right now where everyone's kind of uncertain, can be really difficult for people. And I love everything you said about allowing yourself to feel it and pausing and so much value and information there. Like, I love how all of our experiences, specifically this one you just had, can support other people and how that's kind of what helps you get through it, right? Because now you're on the other side of it. And the next time you launch your Choose You program, this is going to be something that you tell them that nobody's exempt and you're going to have days and weeks maybe that are off. And also being open to going to therapy, because some people can be not necessarily closed off to it, but thinking that they don't need that. Or like, I know one of my things in the past was I would go, well, somebody else needs that more than me.
That message is for somebody else. It wasn't for me.
Yeah. Right? Like it was this mindset I had that like I wasn't deserving or I like, well, because the mental health field is so overwhelmed that I just would be like, I can't take that spot from somebody who really needs it. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I love that you were like, that was my next step. And being open to the idea of like, this might be where I have to go with this.
Mm-hmm. And it could be just one session that you need, or right. maybe you need 3 or 4 or 2 months of it. I mean, you just don't know. I think when you're in those valley moments, you just have to be open to what the next step is. And it may not be what it looked like the last time you were in the valley, you know?
Yeah.
There are times where I know exactly what I need to do. I just don't want to do it.
You
know?
Yeah.
So then I have to fight through that. Like, okay, how am I going to get, you know, my gumption back to do the things I know I need to do to get myself out of this rut, you know? Because sometimes you just want to stay there and wallow in it, you know? And I think that's okay too, but you know, you don't want to camp out and live there forever. Because you have people that depend on you. You know, Definitely. And you have people that need to hear what you have to say. And you're absolutely right. Like the next time I launch Choose You, like I'm really excited to share with them. You know, I don't talk about this enough in Choose You. I don't talk about the emotional well-being that you should be taking care of yourself. And so I just went through this and I want to share with you, this is what I learned, you know, and this is, it is important to feel the feelings. And because most of the people that probably are in my tribe are a lot like me. You know, they are right. the driven entrepreneur. They are the person who thinks she has to be the strong one. And we just don't give ourselves permission to feel the feelings that's going on in the moment. We just, let's stay positive. Let's stay encouraging and let's just move forward, you know? And while that's a great trait and characteristic to have, you also have to give yourself grace. And that was a lesson for me in the season. So I'm really excited to be able to expand upon that with them in the next launch.
Yeah. And I think so many people will be supported by that because we don't know what we don't know. Right. Mm-hmm. And up until this point in having this experience, mm-hmm. you didn't realize that that needed to be a part of what you're sharing. And that's the beautiful thing about all the coaches I know is none of us are exempt. None of us are perfect. And I loved how you said, I sometimes know what I need to do, but I just don't want to do it. And I kind of want to be in the pity valley, right? And that's very common of so many people I know. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. As long as we don't, like for me, I like to set time frames on my staying in my pity, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, today I'm not going to do that. But tomorrow I'm going to take at least one step in the other direction. Because if I don't put a time frame on it in the past, I would stay there for weeks on end and I was the victim and I was in the pity party and that doesn't serve anybody. And like you said, there are people that are depending on us, whether that's our family or the people we've yet to meet that need our support. So when I really don't have the willingness to do it, either because it scares me or whatever else, I pray for the willingness. I'm also a woman of faith and it's just for people that aren't of a faith-based belief system, just ask the universe even, like just say, hey, what do I need to do to have the willingness to do this, right? Yeah. And the answers will come.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're asking, I mean, God will show you. Again, I mean, as a woman of faith, I just feel like he was with me during that whole time and he always is. But, you know, it's easy to feel alone when you're in that valley moment, even though you're surrounded by people physically, it's still easy to feel like you're alone and no one's going to understand. And I'm going crazy. Like, what is going on here? And, you know, he just kept showing me, he's like, you know, you have been teaching people how not to reach burnout state and how to reverse the burnout. But you haven't really taught them what happens when you're in the middle of one. And so he just kept saying, that's why I'm having you through this. And I'm like, okay, fine, but can we go fast through this? Like, I'm so done with this. I'm done with the crying. I'm done with, you know, and, you know, it also, he also helped me to see that sometimes I'm not as sensitive to people who are emotional and who are going through some emotions that need to be dealt with. You know, I'm kind of like, all right, let's just, you know, get in your pity party for a little bit. Now let's just move forward.
Yeah.
Now I can be more sensitive to someone who needs to deal with their emotions, because I had to deal with mine, you know, and I had to, and I'm still dealing with it. So yeah, a lot of lessons learned, and I had strength knowing that he was preparing me for something bigger, you know?
Yeah.
And sure. I had been asking, you know, something as a content or a course creator and a coach, you know, and having a presence on social media, it's like, I want to make sure I'm always providing really great content and value. And sometimes I feel like I'm depleted, or I feel like I'm saying a lot of the same things all the time, which is what we do. And people are only seeing 6% of, you know, what we're putting out there. But I feel like, okay, he just answered that. I've got all kinds of content now to talk about. It's not really how I wanted it to come to play, but you know, now I have lots of other things I can talk about. So yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Well, and it's amazing how we ask and we receive, not always like, I always say, ask for what you want, but don't worry about the how, right? Like how you're going to get it.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is sometimes you really want the how to be different than how it shows up.
Right? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Last year I kind of put out to my tribe and just was praying. Like, I really would love to speak at 4 different events.
Okay.
And I'm used to speaking at women's events and national conferences and things like that. Well, like 2 weeks after I kind of put it out there, that was one of my goals for the year. They called from the school and asked me to be the commencement speaker. I'm like, that is not what I signed up for. I'm like, I'm used to speaking to women and, you know, business owners. I'm not used to speaking to high school students and a school, like, and parents. Like, it was, I was so nervous about it. And, but yeah, so I asked for it. I prayed for it. It wasn't exactly what I wanted, but it's where I ended up.
I'm sure it was absolutely amazing though. You're a phenomenal speaker. So you probably motivated those kids to go live their best life, and their parents were probably like so grateful, but that's just my opinion and I'm biased. So.
Well, thank you. It was a learning experience and it was definitely a confidence booster because I had a lot of great comments after it. So.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
What is the best piece of advice that you've ever been given in your life?
These are loaded questions.
Sorry, I'm good at that.
I know.
Let's dive deep quick.
Well, I will say that I don't know where I would be at today if it wasn't for my mentor and her telling me that I needed to find something to do for myself. I was the wife who was bitter at her husband, who has lots of hobbies. He still does.
Yeah.
And that's kind of part of my story and really how Choose You came to be and actually how I became an entrepreneur 14 years ago. But that one statement that she said to me when I didn't really want to hear it is what changed the course of my life. I don't know if I would be a business owner right now. I don't know if I would still be married right now. And so, you know, I was calling to complain to her. I'm like, he is so wrong. I cannot believe that he has left me again. I'm at home with my son. We only had, I had one child at the time. And she was like, Martine, he is not wrong. You need to find something to do. And it was like dead silence on the other end of the phone. I'm like, I cannot believe she is saying this to me right now, but it really was what I needed to hear. And it is what changed the course of my life. And I'm so thankful that I had someone who was willing to speak truth, in love, but really speak the hard truth to me, because again, we were probably on the road to divorce. I mean, he didn't know that, but that's how I was feeling, you know, because I just was so bitter at him having these things and I didn't have anything for myself, which was not his fault. You know,
right.
I know now, but you need those people. So I don't know if you would call that advice, but that was like the one statement that's been told to me that just changed the course of my life. And it's so funny because I don't think she realizes it. I try to tell her all the time, like, that one statement, Pat, changed my life. Like, I hope you know that. You know, and I'm so grateful for her, and she's still my mentor now. So
that's incredible. And it's amazing how one statement said from a position of love and truth, like you said, but that might hurt your feelings, right? But they love you enough to hurt your feelings in order to help you grow can absolutely change the trajectory of your life. And I mean, you know, now it's 14 years later, you've got this incredible business. Your kids are growing up in a loving home, you and your husband, like, it's that fork in the road moment, right? Where, like,
for sure,
you don't know if she hadn't have said that, you don't know what your life might have looked like today, right?
I really don't. It's crazy how that one statement, and so I try to be that same person for people you know, like when you're on the when you're on the outside, you can see things that that person can't see. And she was able to see something that I, excuse me, could not see. So I try to be that same person, and be able to speak that truth to people who need to hear it. They don't want to hear it, but they need to hear it.
They don't want to hear it, but they need to hear it. And then they come back and thank you later, right? That's my experience anyways.
Yes.
So at this time, I'd love to ask you if there's anything you want to share with our audience about your business, about any offers you might have coming up, anything like that, or where they can find you.
I think the best place to connect with me right now is in my free Choose You community group on Facebook. Okay. So I can give you the link if you want to put it in the show notes or whatever.
Yeah, I will.
And I'm also on Instagram at Martine31Williams. I will be continuing to launch Choose You this year. I don't have a specific date set right now. So I think, again, the best place to connect would be in the community group. Right now we're doing a vitamin C series, boosting your vitamin C, your clarity, your confidence, your self-care and community, because I think that's what we need right now. And so I'm constantly bringing in guest speakers and people to kind of speak to those things. So it's a great community.
It really is. And I hope people will come join you there because you have a lot to offer. If you had to leave the listeners with like one statement or one thing, what would that be?
I would say that life really is short. Mm-hmm. And for you, too short for you to not be feeling the joy in your life. And so really sitting down to figure out what is important to you, that's your first step. Because again, we look at what everybody else is doing and try to create a life for ourselves. Right. And so really sitting down with pen to paper with those in your family, you know, and figuring out what is priority, because what's priority, what matters most to you is where you're going to spend your time or where you need to be spending your time.
Yeah.
So that is just really key. That's where I see most people getting stuck, is they haven't defined what their priorities are. What are those mm-hmm. people and those things that are most important to them? And so they just stay on that constant hamster wheel, chasing after something they haven't fully defined yet or what they really want. And so they don't know when they're ever going to get there because they're chasing mm-hmm. after something they haven't defined. So I would say, take some time. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn out process, but just really take some time, pen to paper, what's important to you personally, and then as a family, and make sure that you honor that and protect it fiercely, because there's going to be a lot of things coming at you for your time and your resources. And so make sure when you know what's important to you and you know what's of value to you, it makes it so much easier to say no to the other things, even the good things. But those good things can keep you from what's most important to you. So that's your first step. So I would really love to challenge them to do that.
Absolutely love all of that. And I think the listeners of this show will accept that challenge. I really do believe they will. So good. I want to thank you so much for being on the show, Martine. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on, and thank you.
Well, thank you. I love having the opportunity to pour into people. So I appreciate you inviting me on. This was great.
All right. And I will put all your contact information in the show notes for anyone that's interested in connecting with you. And I hope everybody has a fabulous week. Thanks for joining.
Before you go, I want to take this opportunity to invite you to join us in the sacred community, Rebel Souls Unleashed Facebook group. It's a lot of fun in there, and we're really building a strong community of people and souls coming together to really support one another, encourage one another, and just light the world on fire with love. So if you're interested, come join us. Until we meet again, lean in to get soulful. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful Podcast. If this episode connected with you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you get notified when new episodes drop. Please leave a rating and comment so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at lfullsobriety@gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. You're the best. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.